हे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी शेष शून्यवादी आशातदेशतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे
Krishna Hare 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 Rama
Hare Rama
Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hare
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे,
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम राम हरे राम,
वैष्णवतपुरा दुजार सागर एराते करुणापुरी,
कहे वैष्णवतपुरा दुजार सागर दासे करुणा
कोरी, निय पर छाया सुधु है आमाया अमर चरणोरी,
निय पर छाया सुधु है आमाया तुम्हार चरण करुणी,
छाया वेद धूम छाया दोष सोधे छाया गुण देहो दासे,
छाया वेद धूमी छाया दोष सोधे छाया गुण देहो दासे,
छाया सत्य संग देहो है आमारे बसे ती संगे आते,
छाया सत संग देहो ए आमारे बसे चे संगे रामे,
एकाकी आमार नहीं पाया वर हरि नाम संकीर्तने,
हरि नाम संकीर्तने,
तुम्हें कृपा कोरी श्रद्धा बिंदु दिया देह कृष्ण नाम धने,
तुम्हें कृपा कोरी श्रद्धा बिंदु दिया देह कृष्ण नाम धने,
कृष्ण से तुमार कृष्ण दीते पारो तुमार सकते आछे,
कृष्ण से तुमार कृष्ण दीते पारो तुमार सकते आछे,
हमें तो तंगाल कृष्ण कृष्ण बोले धायतावा पाच पाके,
आमी तो काल कृष्ण कृष्ण बोले धायतावा पाच
पाके, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे,
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे
हरे
संकीर्तन की लीला प्रभुपाद की गौर भक्त वृंद की ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द नेक्टर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन डिस्कशंस We were in the second verse of the Nectar of Instruction. We will recite the shloka now, okay? Atyahara prayasascha Prajalpo niyamagraha Janasangascha laulyamcha Shadbhir bhaktir vinashyati So, this is text 2, which focuses on the 6 activities that we should avoid, which are very destructive in our spiritual life. We should pay attention to these 6 things and avoid them very carefully. And what are the gains we receive by avoiding them? That is also explained. And what losses by not avoiding these 6? Okay. I read it? Yes.
6 unfavorable activities which spoils one's bhakti. Eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required, atyahara. Over endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain, priyas. Talking unnecessarily about mundane subjects, prajalpa. Practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them, not for the sake of spiritual advancement. Niyamagraha, or rejecting them and working independently or whimsically. Associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. Being ready for mundane achievements.
So last time I discussed Prajalpo Niyamagraha. In Prajalpa I was telling you about everything begins with useless talk, isn't it? Useless talk that leads to argumentation, leads to debate, leads to fault finding and blasphemy. So it's a very dangerous set of habits, all beginning with useless talk. So we have to fill up our time of the day with fruitful talk, something related to Krishna, hearing Krishna Katha, speaking Krishna Katha, singing Vaishnava songs, and associating with good devotees. And we have to very carefully avoid gossiping, rumor mongering. I was in Mayapur Dham once. His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj was very strongly speaking about how the devotees should absolutely avoid rumor mongering or gossiping or fault finding in others. He said because of this, many times the relationships between devotees becomes strained and distanced, and the sweet juice of nice exchanges become lost. So if you're really serious about advancing in spiritual life, and this list of items which Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, beginning with useless talk, arguing unnecessarily, and debates, useless debates, which is best, east is best or west is best, pizza is best or chapati is best, Ayurveda is best or allopathy is best, you know, whether wife should be submissive to husband or husband should be submissive to wife. There are unending quarrels and debates. Should we be strict or liberal? Should we give emphasis on varnashrama development or preaching and book distribution in the cities? So we can have unending debates on such things. And then fault finding in others. Parasvabhava karmani yah prashanchati nanindati sahyashu vrishyate swartat asati abhiniveshatah. Last time I showed you that verse. See, this verse says, try to picturize this example which I am going to tell you now. Imagine in this room, if there is a fire coming from all four sides, enveloping everybody in the room, and there is a hole in the top, and there is a ladder lying down. If you pick up the ladder and keep it, you can just climb up and get out of the hall, which is going to be burned down. And you are putting the ladder intelligently. You are the first one to climb the ladder, which is also very wonderful. But imagine when you are climbing the ladder, somebody is ridiculing you, or somebody is yelling at you. If you start paying attention to them, what did you say about me? Why did you laugh at me? If you become absorbed in those things, others will tell you that you move aside, we are getting up, we are going up. So they will go away and we will get burned to ashes. So should we be minding it so much that who is ridiculing, who is yelling about us? Or should we climb up and save our life? Same is true for spiritual life also. Shita Ushna, Sukha Dukha, Mana Apaman. These are called dualities. And Jada Bharat is a very good role model for all of us. He never bothered about how his brothers mistreated him or how his father very warmly treated him. Good treatment, bad treatment, Shita Ushna. He didn't bother about it. When he met the dacoits gave him plateful of nice food, and garland, and kumkum, chandan, good, they gave him sukha. Then they took a chopper to cut his neck, which was dukkha. He was equipoised in sukha dukkha. Then King Rahugana initially insulted him very badly, dishonor. Then later on, recognizing the real identity of Jada Bharat, King fell at his feet and praised him. So honor and dishonor, no difference for Jada Bharat. So, Jada Bharat, all the six dualities, he could be equipoised, we can learn. So, and then he was focused on, you know, going back to Godhead. Just like I told you, the ladder, you climb up and go out of this world. So, make your goal, kingdom of God, Goloka. Let us not make our goal, you know, getting into useless arguments, debates, gossiping, rumor mongering, fault finding, blaspheming. These are very important for people who are interested to continue their birth and death in this world. Those who are not interested in bhakti, they become very preoccupied with all this. So that was about Prajalpa. Then Niyamagraha also I told you, one example for Niyamagraha is the yajnik brahmanas, who are very busy performing yajna, but they ignored Krishna and Balaram and cowherd boys who came behind their house in the garden. They failed to go and give them prasadam because they got caught up in the rituals, which is exactly Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means following the rituals without knowing the end goal, very blindly following, or rejecting them and not following at all. So, Niyamagraha, Niyamagraha. So, Yajnik Brahmanas' wives were very intelligent, although they were not learned in the Vedic chant and all that. They were pure devotees of Krishna, so they took prasad and went and served Krishna and attained all glory. You can see that. So, therefore, you have to be very careful. Why am I doing? What am I doing? So, in that connection, one more pastime I wanted to tell you today about Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha, if you have learnt well, we should know to break a lesser rule for a greater rule. We have to break a lesser rule for a greater rule. One example I'll tell you. I am very rigid about my chanting. Morning 5:30 to 7:30, all 16 rounds I have to complete. And I will not keep my mobile with me. I'll leave it in my cupboard only. And I will not let anyone disturb me with managerial affairs in the morning. I have told them clearly, anything you want from me after 7:30 or 8 o'clock, not during chanting, nobody should come. So everybody knows it and life is quite smooth. Say one day my spiritual master comes to Pune for say 2-3 days stay in Pune. And while going, he says that, Radhishyam, I would like to talk to you in the car because my life is very busy in Bombay. You come with me. You can, I am leaving at exactly 5:30, he says. I have to go to Bombay. So you are also welcome to accompany me to Bombay if you want. Because once I go reach Bombay, I have no time. But in the car, I can talk to you for an hour. He says like that. So what I should do? Now I can apply my rigid principle and say, Maharaj, my policy is between 5:30 and 7:30, I have to chant. And I cannot get disturbed. If you want to talk to me, maybe I will come another day in Bombay. When you have time, I have time. Is it proper? When spiritual master says, you know, we have to throw everything to the wind and go with him. So if I go with him, say he talks to me a couple of hours in the car. After that, there is hardly any time for chanting. So I reach Bombay, only 4-5 rounds are over. And 12 rounds are remaining. What to do? No problem. Go to Bombay, take your breakfast. Light, and then sit and chant a couple of hours, and then spend a day or two attending some programs, and then you come back. So once in a while I may have to compromise like this, and it's not going to be every now and then, it's an exception. So we should know which is priority, which is more important, which is less important. We have to know that. So I have to break a lesser rule for a greater rule. When Guru is requesting and you want to talk, it should be considered as Krishna himself wants to talk to us. So then we will have to compromise on our other priorities. Correct, no? Yeah. One example I'll tell you. One time my spiritual master came to Pune. And I thought that because he is coming for 2-3 days, is coming. Before he comes, I have to complete certain tasks. So day and night I worked hard. And I completed those tasks to be done. Many emails had to be replied, many phone calls had to be made, many meetings had to be held, everything I did. So after I finished all of them, then my Guru Maharaj came, one of the nights he came. The next day morning was the program. There was a Diksha program in Pune. So although I attended the whole morning program, my whole body was paining and I was extremely tired when Diksha program was going on. Because last 1 week I had slogged hard like anything. Overtime, 16 hours a day I must have had several meetings and phone calls and emails and several things, programs, everything. So now I was damn tired. So during the initiation my head was spinning. So then I looked around. Anyway, initiation is going on nicely. I told one of the devotees, Prabhu, I'll just go to ashram take a small nap in within about 15-20 minutes I'll come back, so that I'll brush my face and put tilak and then just come, I'll be fresh. So I went to ashram. I must have lied down in the ashram just for a couple of minutes. I could hear a loud sound. Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Everybody was shouting loudly. One devotee came running to me and said, Prabhu Maharaj is calling you, he said. I jumped up immediately from my... I couldn't take rest. Then I came running. And then Maharaj looked at me, whether I have come or not. I had reached. Then he made sure I am sitting. And then he proceeded with the initiation. And one senior devotee told me, you see, here in Pune, you are a president, and Maharaj expects that for every candidate's initiation, you have to be personally present. Otherwise, the candidates will feel discouraged. Because you are a local leader. When they take mala from Maharaj, they turn around and see whether Rajasham Prabhu is also there. They will see. And Maharaj wishes to give initiation in the presence of the local leaders. So then I told the senior devotee, Prabhu, you see my eyes are bloodshot, I was very tired because of the last so many days. Then that devotee told me something very interesting, which is connected to our this topic now, Niyamagraha topic. What he said, you see, if your spiritual master is coming, then you should keep your schedules in such a way that during his stay in Pune, you should be able to fulfill his requirements. That much only load you should take on the previous days. Not that in the previous days you overload yourself and then when Maharaj is coming you collapse. You may say that I am there for you, but you are not actually fully there. So therefore he said, you should know, you have to break a lesser rule for a greater rule. Here what is the greater rule? To keep myself healthy and fresh and fully available to serve my Guru for 3 full days. And in order to do that, I may have to compromise on some of my activities on the previous days. Is that clear? So all of us have to write, when there are 2 duties are coming in your life, write both and see which is lesser, which is greater. One who intelligently knows to do this, he can surpass this Niyamagraha. So therefore we should know how to adjust. Another example I'll tell you. Shripad Ramanujacharya had sent some 3-4 disciples to a very rich man's house. His rich disciple's house. He said, please tell him I am coming to his city and after a couple of months and I will stay in his house and take prasadam for a couple of days and do the programs and all and I will come. So when the disciples went there to that big millionaire's house, as soon as that man heard Guruji Ramanujacharya is coming to his home, he started dancing. He said, wonderful! He called his wife and told the news. They both, they told thank you to the disciples and they ran inside the house and started making all arrangements and everything. Talking about it and announcing to people and everything. So the disciples came back to Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya asked them, what happened? They said, yes, Guru Maharaj, program is arranged. But their face was very small. He asked them, what happened there? They said, actually when we went there, we gave the news and he was very excited to know about your coming. But, he didn't arrange for our stay there for 2-3 days when we went. And he didn't give any prasadam. So we had to leave from there and look for some other place. He said, really? So Ramanujacharya became very unhappy. He said, I will not go to his home, he said. Now he said, instead, now you ask Varadacharya and Lakshmi, another very poor disciple in the same place. So later on they went and asked, and Varadacharya very happily said, Guru Maharaj can come, welcome. But then he told these 3-4 disciples, that is alright, Maharaj will come later, but you all come, you have come to my home, here is a water to wash your feet, please sit down. He gave them chatai, some mats to sit, he gave them some simple prasadam. Sat with them and very politely, nicely talked, gave them warm welcome and then he sent them off. And they all told what happened. So Raman said, therefore I will go to his house, he said. Later on when he went to the poor devotee's house, that rich devotee also came there and cried, Maharaj, I think I have committed some blunder, please correct me if I am wrong. And then he got rectified. The point is, what happened to him? When he got the news about Guru coming, he lost track of welcoming Vaishnavas. The etiquette he failed to follow in welcoming the disciples. He didn't know that the disciples are strongly connected to Guru. Mistreating disciples means mistreating Guru also. That he didn't know, the rich man, which disciple didn't know. That same thing happened to the Yajnik Brahmanas. They were very busy doing the yajna, but they neglected Lord himself who came just behind in the garden. You can see. So similarly, we all have to know how to, you know, avoid this niyamagraha. Not reject the rules and act whimsically. At the same time, not follow the rules blindly without knowing their end goal of anything we do. Whatever we do, the end goal should be achieved. Like one time a devotee was preaching. So, in his lecture he told, nobody should keep the mobile on during the lecture, he said. And then, but he still saw 4 or 5 mobiles were ringing. They were all making sound. He got really wild while writing on the board. He turned around and said, whose mobile is making noise? They can get out of the hall, he said. And 40 people were sitting. Almost 25 left. And he told them, no, I am not telling all of you. You all sit. Only 3-4 mobiles rang. Only they should go, he said. They said, your mood is not very good. We don't find anything cheerful here. We came for some positivity and you spoke very strong, so we are going away. So 25 people walked out in the very first program. He earned a very bad reputation. So later on, he was telling, Prabhu, I gave such a very strong lecture that, I defeated and cut the nose of everybody. Okay, you cut the nose of everybody, but they will come back again. The goal is not to cut the nose when we preach. The goal is to make them devotees, Krishna's devotees. Like Prabhupada didn't go to America and tell the hippies, all of you are rogues and rascals, you are smoking, drinking and doing all dirty things. Nobody can preach to you. And then he didn't come back to Vrindavan and say, I just chastised them and came back. He didn't do that. Rather, he lived with them, preached to them, transformed their hearts, taught them how to wear dhoti kurta. See, Prabhupada, we have to learn from Prabhupada. The end goal should be achieved. Those who are doing niyamagraha, these guys often forget the end goal. They get caught up. It's getting caught up in the details. They get caught up in the details. The brahmana, Yajnik Brahmanas got caught up in the details. We should not get caught up in the details, but we should remember the end goal. Nor should we reject the duties also in the name of breaking a lesser rule for a higher rule. For example, imagine one devotee, every day you find he only chants 4 to 6 rounds in the morning. In the 10 rounds he says, Prabhu, I am breaking a lesser rule for a greater rule. What is it? Prabhu, this service came. He told me to go to market. Another day, Prabhuji, I have to do some deity worship. Prabhuji, another day I have to give class today. So every day he chants only 6 rounds in the morning and he says that, you know, I am keeping chanting for the night because I have so many services in between. So in this way, when you reject the chanting process, that also is dangerous. We just cannot break every time. Therefore, exception cannot be made the rule. Rules means 95% are rules and 5% exception is alright. So therefore, niyamagraha is a very important thing. We should not reject the standard procedures and we should not work independently or whimsically. It's no good. So let us proceed with the further last two and complete it today. Please read the 5th one.
Associating with worldly minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness.
Janasangha. Yeah. Next.
Being greedy for mundane achievements. Volume.
Yeah. Here, first 2 slides I am revising so that we will remember. Yes, read it.
What do we lose by not avoiding these 6 unfavorable things? Loses essence of human life, plain living and high thinking.
Yeah, if you don't follow this, he says give up these 6 things. Atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa. If you don't give up, then we give up simple living, high thinking. We do high living, very poor thinking.
Comes under Maya's clutches.
Yeah, we are caught up by Maya.
Suffers 3-fold miseries.
Yeah.
Repeated birth, old age, disease and death.
You can remember these pictures. Adhyatmika, Adhibhautika, Adhidevika, Kleshas. And also birth, old age, disease, death also. So these six things are deadly things. They deviate us. We get diverted in spiritual life. Therefore, we are spending so much time on understanding them, you see.
But under internal potency, we display our natural constitutional activity, constant engagement in bhakti.
Internal potency is antaranga shakti, Radharani. With Radharani's guidance, we can always be engaged in bhakti and avoid these six things.
Broad-minded Mahatma versus crippled-minded Krishna.
Yeah, correct.
Mahatma, a person gratifies the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, engaged in self or extended sense gratification. Materially may be good, but have no spiritual value.
Yeah, Krishna means what? He either thinks about I, me, mine. Which means he thinks about his own eating, like you see this fellow eating. Or he may think about his caste people. He may think about his state people. He may think about his country also. That's all called extended sense gratification. Why? Like you see, Gandhi did so much good for the country. He wanted to get a freedom struggle for India. But what did ultimately people do for him? They shot him. Same thing Martin Luther King. He did so much for his country. They shot him. Somebody becomes a prime minister of a country to do some good to the country, like Rajiv Gandhi. Shot him. See, people take political responsibility. People take responsibility for the home, for the nation, for some cause. And you find, people have just lost their lives. And therefore, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur found, when he was in Jagannath Puri, you cannot only do material good. And if you keep only doing material good without spiritual good, eventually you cannot satisfy anybody. Like he found that the Hindu-Muslim fights which were going on, as a high court magistrate, he was trying to sort out. Like one Swami, he told, see, in your land, some Muslims are complaining that you have encroached on their land a little extra. So don't build any matha now. Wait for some time until we decide in the court. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had told them. But then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he had gone out and when he came back, this Swamiji, with the help of some local Hindus, he built the matha. Temple and matha he built. Without listening to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Similarly, there was a Muslim in the neighborhood. One Brahmana reported to Bhaktivinoda Thakur that these people, I had tied a cow in my home and gone out for a holy place. When I came back, I saw these fellows pull the cow and they killed it. So when the Muslim was interrogated, he said, yes, I killed it. Cow was there, we took it and killed it. So he asked Brahmana, what do you want to do? Do what you want. And then he said, look at this Swami. He is building the matha without our permission on our property. So why should we not take yours? So in this way they were fighting. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw that it's not only between two religious people. When man becomes unreasonable, man becomes greedy, man becomes exploitative, man becomes cunning, diplomatic, duplicitous, it's very difficult to solve their problems materially. Einstein made one intelligent statement. He said, the problems that are created by man with a certain state of intelligence is not sufficient to solve the problems with the same level of intelligence, he said. It requires a higher state of intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is required to solve the material chaos created by man. Like that Einstein said. Even Einstein was intelligent. He understood. See, it's very easy for a child to take a pot, hit it and break it. But can the child make the pot? He cannot make the pot. For pot making, you need a potter who knows the art of making the pot from the mud. A child can only break it. So people are childish in doing their quarrels. There are religious riots. There are riots for rights. There are also people are lifting flag. The unions are demanding more salary and more facility, and there are quarrels between one country and another, one caste and another caste, all kinds of things are going on. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur understood one thing, materially these fellows cannot be brought to the right path. So after that he resigned from his High Court magistrateship, went to Godhram Dweep and sat there, himself did very intense bhajan of chanting Hare Krishna. And then he decided to start Namahattas. He said that all over Bengal I will start Namahattas. I heard that he had more than 2500 Namahattas. So he has written a book called Godhruma Kalpatavi. That is a book which gives the procedure on how he started and how he managed. He had magazine also. So what he thought, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if you make people chant, let Muslims do namaz, let Hindus do Hare Krishna chanting. If they follow their own religion and go deeper in their shelter of God, surrender to God, absorption in spiritual life, they will lose the animalistic propensities. For that matter, even the Jharkhand jungle forest, you know, tigers and deers were embracing and dancing and singing, isn't it? So from that what we understand, that the vairi bhavana, enmity and all can be given up by becoming Mahatma, not remaining a Kripana. Kripana means, you know, me, tutu. This is mine and that is yours. Like the dogs fight. Low-class minded people, they will always keep quarreling. So one has to become a Mahatma, broad-minded, he says. So Prajalpa, we finished last time. I'm just showing you what we did. You're showing now? Prajalpa. Prabhupada includes the other things also, playing cards, fishing, watching TV, and socio-political debates. All this includes in Prajalpa. We can add smartphone, spending too much time with smartphone, we can add that also. Yeah, this I explained just now. Also, Niyama Agraha means eagerness to accept rules and regulations for inferior result, attaining earthly or heavenly benefits. Leaving aside the endeavor for Krishna Seva or Krishna Prem. That means one doesn't know what is higher result. Yeah, please read it.
Jana Sanghas, associating with non-devotees. Jana Sanghas means to give up the association of a pure devotees and keep company with others not interested in Krishna consciousness. Whom not to associate with? Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kamis. Whom to associate with? Associate answer with devotees. Bhakta Sannivas. Analogy.
Stock Negacharana Sevi Bhakta Sannivas. Janame Janame Hoi Ei Abhilash. Narottama Das Thakur sings now. He says, I want to always live surrounded by devotees. Yeah. Yes?
Analogy. Stock market, materialistic clubs, chamber of commerce, comments to enhance their materialistic endeavors.
All these people form groups, isn't it? People want to multiply money, they come to stock market or chamber of commerce. So Prabhupada says, birds of the same feather flock together. Similarly, if we want to advance in going back to Godhead, then we have to associate with people who are interested in going back to Godhead. Keep like-minded association, because you are birds of the same feather.
Where to associate? ISKCON gives opportunity to associate with devotees.
Yes. Prabhupada says ISKCON society is a society of people who have not forgotten Krishna. Prabhupada says. It is such a society. So people who remember Krishna. How do you know people haven't forgotten Krishna? They are reading Bhagavad Gita. They are chanting Krishna's names. They rise early in the morning. They take spiritual life as their foremost duty. It is not a side business. It's a main business. And that is ISKCON society. Whether you are a brahmachari or a grihastha, whoever you be, you take spiritual life as your foremost duty. So in this way, Prabhupada says that we should give up the company of non-devotees and keep the company of devotees.
Benefit. Awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
Fifth. Jana Sanghas. Associating with non-devotees. One should also avoid association with Mayavadis, who simply blaspheme Vaishnavas,
yes.
Bhukti Kamis, who are interested.
Now, for example, there are many upcoming devotees in ISKCON, you know, who were earlier connected to many other gurus. Nowadays, there are so many gurus coming in YouTube, people watch, you know, videos they watch, and they go to their organizations also. Modern man has become more open-minded. They go to various organizations and see different things. But if somebody purchases such books like Mayavadi books, and by reading those books or hearing from those people, two very bad things can happen. One is, like somebody is saying, you know, sambhog se samadhi. You can enjoy life and you will attain samadhi. So they will mislead us and we will go to hell. That's one problem. Another problem is, you lose the opportunity to come across Vaishnavas in your life because they will blaspheme about God, claiming themselves to be God. They will also criticize the Vaishnava principles. So when one reads such things, and one is actually taking in poison. Therefore, Brahmaji tells one very beautiful verse to the demigods. Yenna brajantagabido rachana anubadat shrinvanti yenya vishaya kokata matignihi yastu shruta hatavagai nribirata saras tams tam kshipanti asharaneshu tamasuhantaha. Very, very powerful verse. He is saying, yadna brajanti agabido. Agabit means the Lord Krishna who destroys sin. Agabit. Agabido rachananu vadat. Rachana means like Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Ramayana. They are all rachanas of the Agabit, Supreme Lord. If one does not read them, Gita, Bhagavat, Mahabharata, Ramayana, one doesn't read them, then Shrinvanti, they have to hear something. What they will hear? Anya Vishaya, he says. What is Anya Vishaya? Anya Vishaya means? Other Kukatha, he is saying. It's not Satkatha. What Katha? Kukatha. Kukatha means what? Watching Batman, He-Man, Spider-Man, or reading outside mundane novels, or watching TV, mundane serials, or reading Mayavadi books, or reading mundane books. There are so many paperback books are available in the train when you go, people purchase and read. Srinvanti ye anya vishaya kukatha matigni, is saying, matigni means it destroys the good intelligence, which is bhakti intelligence. Intelligence meant for doing bhakti, that is spoiled. And then he is saying, yastu shruta hata bhagair. They become hata bhagair means devoid of good fortune. Nribirata saras. Their essence of human life is extracted out. They ruin the human life, he is saying. Just like if in a sugar cane, if you squeeze out and take all the juice and somebody gives you only the sugar cane without juice, their life becomes like that, he's saying. Nibirakta saras, thams, thang, shipanti, they are cast where? Asharaneshu, they become shelterless. Tamasu, in hell. Hanta, alas, like that Brahma is telling. See, this is the result of hearing Kukatha, he's saying. So by hearing the other literatures, other than Vaishnava literatures, we have a very bleak future, very deadly future. There are so many young boys reading nowadays pornography books, cinema magazines, sports magazines, you know, and watching so many YouTube videos. There was one boy who had seen more than 100 Corona videos. Then he wrote a mail to me, Prabhu, you know, wherever I see now, I see Corona. I have become Corona consciousness. Instead of Krishna consciousness, he got Corona consciousness. You know the Corona virus they put now, like the spherical one with all this. So he said, wherever I see that. You know, Bahir Narsimha, Hriday Narsimha. Like that, Bahir Corona, Andar Corona. That's what he is watching, like that. Because, why? Because he has taken in, like a sponge dipped in water. He has become absorbed with Corona consciousness now. Because of taking. Therefore, if you hear about Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, then we will become flooded with Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, if you read Krishna book in the night, when you go to sleep, you will get Krishna dreams. And that which is wonderful. And many devotees get up in the morning, jumping from the bed, chanting some shloka, singing some Vaishnava song, because that's what they are, you know, engaged in. It is said, prolonged engagement in something causes impressions, it is said. For example, if I have prolonged reading of Bhagavatam, then some impressions will enter my system. That will create good sanskaras for me. If I have prolonged engagement in Maya, that Maya will also create some impressions. Just like if you hold a pen on a blotting paper, it spreads, no? You have seen that ink. Because prolonged keeping of the pen, that expands, you will see that. If you just touch a blotting paper with a pen like this, it will not produce. But if you continuously touch it, it spreads. So, prolonged exposure to Krishna or Maya will absorb our system with Krishna or Maya. Some people say, no, Prabhu, I am trying to chant, but my mind is going to Maya always. Why? Because they have given prolonged exposure before. Therefore, like Ajamila, he saw one bad sight, immediately hid behind a tree. And did he go away? No. Again and again he was watching. So was he giving prolonged exposure or only one exposure? Therefore, all the kama karma bijas in his heart started germinating and growing, and he became spoiled because of that. So we should not give prolonged exposure, because you may say that, Prabhu, I didn't know it's a Mayavadi book or Mayavadi video. Okay, you came across something. Immediately one should go away from that place. Lord Chaitanya, you know what he says? He quotes from Katyayana Samhita, one verse. He says that, if you ask me to associate with non-devotees, Vishayis, he says, instead of that, put me in a cage, lock the cage and set fire to the cage, and I will happily die than associate with non-devotees. Like that he is telling. Very strong verse it is. He refused to associate with the king, Prataparudra, because he was holding the post of a king. Kings are surrounded by women and money and political diplomacy and all that. So Mahaprabhu wanted to keep away from all that. So he told, Sarvabhattacharya, one famous verse, he told, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavan Bhajanonmukasya Paramparam Jigamishor Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayena Matayoshitamcha Hahantahanta Vishabhakshanato Apyasadu. He tells him, if somebody Nishkinchanasya Bhagavan Bhajanonmukasya, if somebody engages in Bhagavad Bhajan, in Hare Krishna chanting and singing and everything, Bhakti Yoga, Paramparam Jigamishor Bhavasagarasya, he wants to cross over the samsara and go back to Godhead. For such a person, Sandarshanam Vishayinam, to come in contact with the Vishayis like king, politicians and all that. Atha Yoshitamcha, and come in contact with the opposite sex with the desire to enjoy with them. He said, it is more dangerous than drinking poison willingly. He is saying, not even unwillingly, drinking poison willingly. Who will drink poison willingly? It's worse than that, he is telling. One should not throw himself into a ditch. One should keep away from bad association. He says, now some of you may say that, what are you talking, Prabhu? We are living in Kali Yuga, we are going to office, you know, we are, our neighbors in the same housing colony are all non-devotees. They come to our home, we go to them and we talk. You know, what are you talking? You know, this may be possible for sadhus like you, you know, who may not have to associate with karmis. We can live within the four walls of the temple, and we are locked down inside the temple now. Very happily locked down, inside the temple. But we have to associate with so many people in the outside world. Therefore, we should know how to avoid this Janasangha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says an interesting thing. He says, bathing in the same ghat or traveling in the same boat is not considered Sangha, he says. It's not association. For example, in Bengal, there are many rivers, and many Ganges and other pukurs and everything. People, there are less roads and more rivers, you will see that. So people come to bathing ghat. Bathing ghat, if you see someone in the morning, they are bathing, you are bathing and going. There is no association. You are not developing, they are not giving you any poison or any faith in your heart. You are not hearing from them. You just bathe and go. Similarly, if you are traveling in the boat, you can read your book, they will read their book. So it's not considered association. Association means you confidentially hear someone who is blaspheming another Vaishnava, for example. You faithfully, honestly hear, your bhakti will be destroyed. It has happened to many people. Because most people talk about information which they are not very sure about, which is a half-baked truth. But they have heard it from somebody and they tell you and you listen to it. So then that gradually destroys our faith in that Vaishnava about whom we heard. So as soon as somebody starts blasphemy, you should shut his mouth and say, Prabhu, I am not interested in it. If you can glorify Krishna, you glorify. Otherwise, don't disturb. We can say that. In the same manner, non-devotees, if you say that in your housing colony there are many others who are not devotees, you give them Krishna consciousness. Don't take association, you give association. You don't take their food, you give them prasadam. They may give you cinema books, you don't take their cinema books, you give them Prabhupada books. Like that. So that's what we should do. And how do we do that? Hold Janmashtami program in the housing colony. I mean, all the people come, keep the books in the table, tell them, pick up any book you want and just put a donation in the box. Happily they will take it. And give a big feast, prasadam. Everybody will come and eat and go. Do some nice dramas, Krishna dramas, they will watch. And keep a short speech. In this way you can actually do a lot of preaching. Paropakar, you can do. And they will know very well, my Lord, this Prabhuji Mataji, they wear tilak, they wear khantimala, and they always have a bead bag, they are chanting. They are serious people. We are cooking non-veg, we can't go and give them. Similarly, they will never dare to give you cinema books. They know very well that you are serious about Krishna. And if you are preaching also, holding a program, they will be even more serious with you. They will understand. And if you don't preach, if you don't give them books, if you don't give prasad, then what happens? Then they will start dominating you by giving their nonsense stuff, which is not good. So they are, because they are bhukti kamis. And we will talk about this in the next slide, it will become clear. I read the heading.
What is wrong with having material desires? Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, restlessness. Generally, there are three classes of living entities afflicted with selfish desire. These are the bhukti kami, mukti kami and siddhi kami. Bhukti kami refers to those ordinary persons who desire money and everything money can buy. Such a primitive mentality is based on the desire to enjoy money, sex and social prestige.
Correct. So these people, their life is centered around money making. And you can easily remember this. Hiranya Kashipu. Hiranya means money. Kashipu means sex life. So, and then sex life has two aspects. One is gross sex. Another one is subtle sex. Subtle sex is social prestige. Puja, la, pratishta. That is called subtle sex. So ultimately they want only money and sex. Two things only. Hiranya and Kashipu. That's all. And initially they want gross sex. And then after they get sex, baby, get children, everything. Then they will want subtle sex. Status in society. Prestige in society. They want to go to higher ranks of society and be very popular, famous, and drive a costly car and all that.
When a living being becomes frustrated with the hallucination he takes to the path of speculative philosophy and analytically tries to track down the source of illusion, such a person is called Mukti Kami because he desires to negate material illusion and merge into an impersonal spiritual state free from anxiety. The Mukti Kami is also motivated by personal desire, although the desire is somewhat more elevated.
So Mukti Kami is better than a Bhukti Kami. Bhukti Kami want to enjoy in this world, but the Mukti Kami is frustrated with this world. Therefore he has so many books to read. See how many books he has. And he is blinking still. He is not very clear. After reading all the books, what is the goal of life? One is the speculation by reading many books. Another one is meditating on the impersonal Brahman and merging in Brahman and becoming Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And that is what he aims at. But actually you will see, entering Brahman is like a parrot entering into a tree. Both are green. Parrot is green, tree is green. Parrot maintains its identity. In same manner they go there and they are suspended in the bright light, but there is no loving exchange. Lord Krishna's personal form you cannot see. There is no loving exchange. They only can see the tip of the toenail of Krishna, which is shining like millions of suns. That's all they can see. Because they have not yet cultivated personal relationship with the Lord.
Similarly, the Siddhi Kami or the mystic yogi who desires the specular power of mystic yoga, such as making oneself smaller than the smallest or the lighter than the lightest, is also infected by material or selfish desire. Therefore, it is said, Sakali Asant.
See, that yogi is walking on water. And this yogi is levitating, you know, levitate, jumping above the ground. So they do this kind of magic shows and they do this kind of Ashtasiddhi. So people are also very fascinated by seeing it. So such people actually remain stuck in cycle of birth and death again and again. You know, like one fellow went to Himalayas and came back after 20 years of practicing yoga. So all the village people asked, what did you gain in these 20 years? He said, now I can walk on water. So tomorrow morning all the village gathered. He told them to come. So then one Vaishnava also saw that. He asked, what is going to happen? They said, he's going to cross the river from here to there. And 20 years he has practiced it. So the Vaishnava devotee laughed and said, in 20 years you learned the art of saving 20 paisa? He asked him. And all the people asked, 20 paisa? How do you say that? Vaishnava said, if I give 20 paisa, I can cross the river with a boat. And that's what he has learnt in 20 years. So, Vaishnavas are never impressed by this kind of magic shows. Because the real magic is, one gives up bhogavritti, enjoying mentality, and adopts sevavritti. That is real magic. Because once the sevavritti comes to Krishna, and by entering seva, we get purified and go back to Godhead. Krishna bhakta nishkama atayeva shanta. Boliye. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakale ashanta. So this is what Mahaprabhu told in Rup Siksha. He is telling that, you know, bhukti mukti siddhi kami. All these people are all kamis and none of them are pure. I mean, if you are bhukti kami, they want to enjoy in this world. Mukti kami want to enjoy there. Siddhi kami want to get mystic siddhis. Everybody is selfishly oriented. So they are ashanta, he says. They have no peace. So I already told you, bhukti kami means money and sex. I told you, bhukti kami. And mukti kami means merge in Brahman and relax in an easy chair. He doesn't want to serve the Lord. Therefore, even all of us in ISKCON, if we become lazy for service, that means is which kami? Mukti kami. Yeah, lazy devotee. One who escapes. Or some devotee say, Prabhu, if nobody is there, Prabhu, available for service, at last you can ask me, Prabhu. You have seen that? So I used to tell them, you are less lazy, not fully lazy, you are less lazy at least. You are hoping that somebody else will do it. Correct, no? But if somebody keeps, you know, two rounds and any time you go to him in the day and say, Prabhu, can you do seva? Prabhu, you have two rounds remaining. And evening, Prabhu, can you do seva? Prabhu, two rounds remaining. And night before going to bed, they will complete two rounds and go to sleep. So if we cultivate laziness, we are actually mukti kami. Or if somebody is running here, running there, trying to save some Mahaprasad, eat this, eat that, then bhukti kami. He has bhukti tendency. Somebody has bhukti tendency, somebody has mukti tendency. Mukti means he wants to escape from sufferings. Correct, no? Suffering of service. And siddhi kami means he wants control. He wants to boss over people. He wants power. He wants position. He wants money. And he wants to have domination over people. He says, I want to be Hachodi. Or I want to be the person who will be on the stage announcing to everybody. What do you call it? Master of ceremonies. What do you call it? Anchor. I want to be the anchor. Sometimes two anchors are fighting. Who will be the anchor? Correct, no? Hankering for anchor. Don't hanker for anchor. Isn't it? You tell him, Prabhu, would you like to wash pots, the deity pots? The deity pots are very holy. After the Lord eats the bhoga, prasad comes out and he can wash the pots. You know. Say, yes, Prabhu, I can always do it as a purification. Maybe after I become 70 or 80, Prabhu. But you say, now I'm a young man, I can do something on the stage. People want to be in the limelight. They don't want to do background service. So the desire to be in the forefront and control others, have the power, it's actually like yogi. That is siddhi kami. So bhukti kami, mukti kami, siddhi kami, all of them are selfish. Prabhupada says every one of these fellows, they want to. So the bhukti kami wants to possess, and the mukti kami wants to enjoy freedom from suffering, and siddhi kami wants to control. So proprietorship, enjoyership, controllership, those three are diseases, because of which they are all lusty, he says. They cannot be peaceful. Lusty means anybody who doesn't want to serve Krishna. He wants to serve his own senses. He is lusty.
Krishna Bhakta, peaceful and happy. If one has any personal desire, whether it to be material, philosophical or mystic, he will be asanta or ultimately frustrated because he will see himself as the central object of satisfaction. This is egocentric concept.
This egocentric concept is in itself illusory and therefore ultimately frustrating. He's saying, yeah. See, what is egocentric concept? In the Bhukti Mukti Siddhi, everybody thinks, who is at the center in this world? They themselves. They themselves. Therefore, you find many people, they give too much self-importance. Self-importance means, therefore, after the Facebook came, you know, the Facebook became very popular. Why? One of the reasons is people keeping themselves in the center, they click many photos. See, this is my photo standing in the airport. This is my photo when we went for the tour last week. This is my photo I am waiting for the train. This is my photo when I am eating dinner with my family members. So they put lot of photos in the Facebook for their friends to see. And these guys send to others and they send. You are correct, no? People keep sending back and forth. So who is the center of all those photos? Yeah, I, me, mine. Individual. Therefore, Facebook increased the Dehatma Buddhi. Correct? Dehatma Buddhi means to identify oneself with the material body. It's very dangerous, it is. You see? So, therefore, one devotee sent a very nice message. Don't get hooked with the Facebook. Put your face in Prabhupada's book. He said, put your face in Prabhupada's book and read the book. Don't get stuck in the Facebook. So therefore, we have to avoid that bhakti tendency. So in this way, if you very carefully observe our life, you know, there is proprietorship, enjoyership, controllership. These three are like disease of the soul. One has to get rid of them. Then what is the natural propensity of the soul? Servitorship. That will give you shanti, atyeva shanta. See, the bhogi and tyagi is like pendulum, extremes. Do you want to be in extreme position? First you do bhog. Like they say, bhog se rog hota hai. So when you do too much enjoyment, one gets frustrated, then one goes for tyag. And when one is doing tyag, then one is bored with tyag, again they come to bhog. Like for example, many of the IT people, Monday to Friday they work hard. And Saturday, Sunday they want to chill out somewhere. So they go to Lona Bla, some hill station. But then there they cannot remain for a long time. After one day, life looks very empty. They think, oh, I think I have to go get back to my office. I have to again work hard. So when they do tyag, they want to do bhog. And after they again do bhog, they get frustrated. Tyag. Similarly, you will find sometimes there is a very strong attachment between boy and girl. And the girl goes and tells parents that I want to marry that boy. Parents say, "Arey, they come from different culture, you are different culture." She says, "If you don't let me marry him, I will commit suicide." Parents get afraid. "Oh, no. Do what you wish in life, we will not interfere with you." Then she marries him and now they have too much attachment. Fly here, fly there, go here, go for this tour, that tour. They enjoy for a year. But after 1 year, they fight like cats and dogs. Then the girl comes back and says, "I'm going to divorce that fellow. He's a nonsense. He's irresponsible. He has no good qualities. He's doing this, he's doing that, so many things." And parents say, "Don't divorce. You know, try to solve the problem." She says, "If you don't let me divorce, I'll commit suicide," she says. So you will find initially too much mental attachment, bhog, and then later on what happens? You get frustration and you do tyag after that. And similarly, you find if somebody is very fascinated by some item made, like one example comes to my mind. Actually, we were passing in the train, many of the devotees. But somewhere, one place, some congregation devotees are always, for them brahmacharis are like children. They like to feed some prasad. So they knew that many of us are going. So they brought mango juice. It was a summer season. Very nice amras, very viscous mango. Very nice alfansa mango, they made juice and brought. And they were very liberal in serving, as much as you wanted. So, ideally speaking, mango juice, how many glasses can you drink? Maybe one or two. Correct, no? And some of the fellows kept on drinking. First one, second one, third one, almost maybe 7 or 8 or 10 glasses. They had brought a big jar of mango juice. My Lord, after drinking so much, when they slept next day morning, when they went to bathroom lavatory, everybody was screaming, because it's burning the back, because ushnam, heat. So they said, in my life, don't want to touch mango at all. Enough mango, if I say, I have mango phobia now. They were saying. Initially they were doing bhog of mango, now they want to do tyaga mango. That's material world. So these are two extremes, but bhakta means mean position. We accept 1 or 2 glass of mango juice offered to Krishna, no problem. So they have nirbandha Krishna sambandhe. When there is Krishna sambandha only, we accept, otherwise we don't accept. This is all struggle comes because of bhog tyaga. Therefore we want to practice anya bilashita shunyam. See, the moksha vancha is very strongly criticized in the Bhagavatam. Mukti ritva anyatha rupam sva rupena vyavastiti. He says that actual mukti means to be reinstated in your original spiritual form. That is called mukti. But moksha generally people think means getting rid of the cycle of birth and death and going to 0-0, as you see here. See, negative axis, we are all in which axis now? Material world? Negative axis. We are suffering now. And jnanis go to which axis? Which place? 0-0, where they get peace. Look at his mouth. Flat mouth. They get only shanti shanti. But look at the devotees in the positive axis. And they get spiritual bliss. Isn't it? So, 0-0 is called moksha. And positive axis is called mukti. You understand, no? Because going to Vaikuntha, meeting Lord face to face, that is called mukti. 5 type of muktis. Whereas, going to 0-0 is called moksha. Moksha means just relief from cycle of birth and death. That's all they get. They have given up false ego, but they have not cultivated the true ego. And what is true ego? I am Krishna's property and Krishna is mine. That is true ego. And what is false ego? You know, everything belongs to me and I am the Lord of all that I survey. That is false ego. And what is 0-0? It's Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. I am spirit. Okay, you are spirit soul. What do you want to do? So you should say, I am Krishna Das and I want to serve. Then you come to positive axis. These are all. Actually, no, they don't desire. Like when Bhakti Mata, when Bhakti comes, all her associates come with her. Correct, no? If you give invitation to a queen, then all her associates will naturally come. Similarly, when one gets Bhakti, all other benefits in this world will automatically accompany them. That's the point. See, Prithu is praying to Lord Vishnu. Very, very beautiful verse. Series of verses, but they are all connected. Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur has very beautifully connected and said, he's saying, Varanvi Bhotvat Paradeshwarat Buddha Katam Rinite Gunavikriyatmanam Yenara Kanam Abhisanti Dehinam Tani Shakaivalya Pate Vrine Nacha. Actually, Lord asked, Prithu, tell me, what do you want? You have done such a wonderful devotional service to me. I am pleased with you. I am ready to give you any benediction. Ask me. So he's saying, Varan Vibho. Vibho means, oh great Lord, you are called Varadeshwara or Varadaraj. You give benedictions very easily. Katam Prinite Gunavikriyatkama. In this material world, what can I ask you? Everything is afflicted by the contamination of 3 gunas. So I don't want to ask anything. Ye Narakanam Apisati Dehina. If I ask you for beautiful women, or if I ask you for golden chariots, ask you for a kingdom or vast lands or sons and daughters, it's all perishable commodities in this world. I don't want. Tanisha Kaivalya Pate Vrinenacha. You are a giver of liberation. Why should I ask you anything in this material world? So immediately Lord Vishnu asked him. That means you want liberation, moksha, and you want to merge in Brahman? Lord asked him. Then he is saying, Na kamaye nata tadapyaham kachin na yatra yushmat charanam bhujasavah mahattamantar hridayan mukachito vidat svakar na yutameshame varehe. He is saying, Nakamayenata tad api aham kochin. That also I don't want, he's saying. Which one? Huh? Ah, moksha in the impersonal Brahman, I don't want. Why? Useless to go there, he's saying. Useless to go to Brahman, moksha. Why? Na yatra, in that place, yushmat charana ambuja asavaha. There is no honey dripping from your lotus feet in the Brahman, he's saying. Lord is asking, what is that honey you are talking about, Prithu? I don't understand. Then he said, you don't know? I will tell you, my Lord. Mahattamantar hridayan mukachito. This honey resides in the heart of your pure devotees, like a kalasha, golden kalash, inside the heart. It's filled with this honey. And when they speak your katha, your glories, then it drips from their mouth, he said. Therefore, I am begging you, this honey is not drunk by the mouth. It is drunk by the ears. Give me 1 crore ears, he is telling, so that I can hear all the lectures given by all the great speakers, all the great Vaishnavas all across the globe. There are so many pure devotees wandering on the surface of the globe. Let me hear everyone's katha. If I have crore ears, I can hear many kathas, correct? No? So, you give me 1 million ears like that, he is asking. That's the boon I am asking. And then he says, sa uttamashloka mahan mukachito bhavat parambhoja sasudhakana nilaha smritim punar vismritatva tatvavartmanam kuyoginam no vitaratyalambarehi. He is telling, Lord is asking him, what will you get by getting that honey coming from my feet? From the lips of the pure devotees are speaking, okay, you want to hear their katha. What do you get by hearing the katha? Lord Vishnu is asking Prithu. He is saying, oh, that honey dripping from the mouth of those mahatmas, you know, it is mixed with the your name, form, qualities and pastimes of honey flowing from your feet. And when you hear it, what happens? Smritim punar vismrita tattva vartmana. Our smriti goes away and smriti comes. That means my forgetfulness of you goes away and remembrance comes by hearing that, by hearing about you. And even a kuyogi, one who is a neophyte devotee who hasn't performed well, he becomes purified of forgetfulness. No more we will forget you, we will always remember you. Yashashimam shushava arya sangame yadrchayacho pashinoti te sakrit katam gunagnyo virametvina apashum shriryat pavavre guna sangrahechaya. My dear Lord, even Lakshmiji is hankering for the rest of your lotus feet. Therefore, who is the person in this world who will not go to hear Krishna katha? Unless he is an animal, he is telling. He is saying, katam gunagnyo viramed vina pashum, he is telling. Because the katha of your glory is yashakas shivam shishrava arya sangame. Arya sangame is the sangha of Vaishnava devotees. One should go and hear the katha of Krishna in the assembly of Vaishnava devotees. It is extremely purifying. Yadritya acha upashanoti te sakrit. Even once if a person gets to hear such Krishna katha, he will go so mad, he will never want to stop hearing Krishna katha. It is very intoxicating and one will want to hear again and again and again. One will run to the place where the devotees assembled to speak the katha. There is a reason for that, I will tell you why. There is another verse, this is by Prachetas, they are saying, Parijate anjasalabdhe sarangonyanasevate padangri moolamasadhya sakshat kim kim vrinimahi. Beautiful verse it is. Beautiful nectarian verse it is. He is telling, one time a honeybee was searching for honey. He would sit in white flowers which are small. Little honey he will take and go. One day he happened to come to a parijata tree. And he sat in the parijata flower. And he found a huge quantity of honey. He drank to his, you know, heart's content. Still it was so much honey was there in the parijata flower. The bee decided, there is no need for me to go anywhere else now. So he put a tent in that place only. He made that parijata tree only his residence, his home, he made it. Similarly, there is a song which says, I was searching, where is happiness? I tried for happiness in money. I tried for happiness in education. I tried for happiness in women. I tried in gambling. I tried in liquor. I tried in foreign chants. I tried becoming a model. I tried becoming an actor in a movie. He said, I tried everything. I got thoroughly frustrated. At last I realized, he said, the real happiness is only in saintly people. Where saintly people come together, discuss Krishna Katha, and they are experiencing the joy of shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Similarly, here also that verse says, Parijata flower has unlimited honey. So the honeybee, that Parijata flower represents Krishna's lotus feet. Once you come to Krishna's lotus feet and hear, by hearing Krishna Katha, you will never want to leave it. Like that he says. So therefore bhakti is very rarely achieved. It is not given very easily. Krishna rarely gives such devotion service. He says that. See? Yat redyante karamrishtas trishnaya prashamo yataha nirvairam yatra bhuteshu nodvego yatra kashchana. Read that.
In devotees' associations, Lord's pure topics are discussed. All hankering cease, no hostility to others and no agitation.
We give up envy for others. Nirvairam. You become nirvaira means free from envy. You have no enemies after that. Now udvego. You have no hostility or animosity towards any living being. Look at Srila Prabhupada. See, Prabhupada's magnetic smile is charming the heart of all the youths in America, you can see. How they are all very keenly watching, Prabhupada. Because a pure devotee is emanating such vibrations of affection for Krishna, coming out. So, because they are all hooked to Prabhupada's mercy, so do you think the worldly things are attracting them? Not at all. They are not affected by envy for others, hankering for. They are completely satisfied in this association. So I could only cover the Janasanga. Lavalyam remains a little bit. So he's talking about Lavalyam here, Atyahara and Lavalyam, both he's talking. So this will require a little time to talk next time. Probably we can do it, I think. I'll make it more simpler. And we should certainly talk a little bit about Lavalyam. It's a very important thing. We should not rush through. So, and this also is there, which I will show you next time. This is a beautiful section of our slideshow, Yes and No in Spiritual Life. It will tell you for Grihasthas. How in Grihastha Ashrama, I've got about 15-20 slides like this. So next time we will do this. So we will do Lavalyam and this in our next. So this one brown slide which you are seeing here, this is prepared especially for Grihastha devotees. How to apply this whole shloka, Atyahara Prayasasya, in their personal life. Because now you heard a lot of things, you may not know which one to apply, how to apply. But this brown slides will make it very easy for you. And next time, we finish Lavalyam and these brown slides we finish. Then we'll complete this verse. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktavinda ki. Thank you very much. We have questions in this? They're posted? How many are there? Get it quickly. Show me. Just three questions are there, we can answer in 3-4 minutes.
Second is question.
Okay. Today in my dream I saw Prabhupada smiling and giving me Tulsi Mala. Can it carry some direction for me? Oh, you are very blessed to see Srila Prabhupada smile. Very wonderful. You can accept it as Prabhupada's mercy and go on with your spiritual life. Nicely. And then we have the third one. I have been chanting 16 rounds daily and following 4 regs, regular reading, hearing as well, since last 4 months. Very good. I want to experience some spiritual realization so the devotion service becomes natural and spontaneous. Actually, it will take some time. You have started 16 rounds just 4 months ago and you are doing well, very well. The very fact that you are doing it regularly means you are getting some taste, otherwise you won't be able to do. See, we all do some activity only when you get a little bit of taste. Otherwise, you just can't drag on. 16 rounds is not a joke. Krishna is giving you some mercy, surely. And Krishna's mercy reciprocation comes in various ways. For example, you get the determination to follow the 4 regulative principles. You get the determination to wake up in the morning. You develop a spiritual taste for reading Prabhupada books. And you're able to say no to bad habits. That itself is a big progress. Krishna is reciprocating with you. Lakshmi is asking, many of us who are new in Krishna consciousness often getting overwhelmed to learn quickly, to go back to spiritual world. Is it possible in one lifetime to attain? In this eagerness, we are missing love of Krishna, missing the love of Krishna. You see, Prabhupada says in his purports that if you simply chant 16 rounds and follow four regulative principles, stay in the company of devotees and become devotionally absorbed and don't get deviated from this path till your last breath, then Prabhupada says Krishna will take you back to Godhead. It's not that you have to do anything very big. In the path of devotional life, Jatayu did not succeed in defeating Ravana. He in fact failed, but he laid down his life for the sake of saving Sita. And Ram was pleased with his endeavor. The squirrel did not have ability to, you know, bring any big boulder. He just brought one small stone. And Lord Ram was satisfied. You know. So ultimately our goal is not to achieve anything. We only have only one goal, which is to please Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. That's all. If they are pleased with us, they will take us back to Godhead. We don't have to do anything ourselves. We just do 16 rounds chanting, four eggs, following, reading Prabhupada books, staying in the company of devotees, eating prasad, keep away from maya, until our last breath, be sincere, not duplicitous, and go on with our spiritual life. And you can be assured that Krishna will take you back to Godhead now. Okay?